This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Visiting a Colorado wildlife area now requires a hunting or fishing license. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife manages more than 350 wildlife areas. The spaces are meant to preserve fish and game species, but they're seeing more traffic as Colorado's population grows. And unlike state parks, wildlife areas haven't required a pass until now. Visitors must carry a hunting or fishing license to access the areas. State wildlife managers say that'll help protect vulnerable species and shore up their budget, which gets no revenue from taxpayers. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Elementary school students in Jefferson County will have the option to attend class in person 5 days a week this fall. The decision is a relief to parents who pleaded at a recent board meeting for schools to fully reopen. Gina Budney says many kids are already socializing in person anyway.
There's plenty of room in most classrooms for a teacher to social distance if they want to, even with full attendance. So I highly recommend and want my child to be able to go to school in a full manner.
Jeffco will also offer a fully remote learning option. Cherry Creek School District has a similar plan. Both districts will finalize plans for middle and high school students later this summer. Well, another warm day of warm temperatures across the state on this Father's Day. Highs in the mid to upper 80s for the Front Range with strong winds and thunderstorms possible later. 70s for the Central Mountains. This is CPR News and KRCC.